17 films will be screened at the festival. Philip Chersick is one of this year's dozen featured filmmakers in the festival. He has nearly 80 clips on Vimeo of his adventures scrambling, pack rafting, and camping across the island. He says they don't get a lot of clicks, but that's not really his motivation.
When you experience something, you know, firsthand, and you make a recording of it through the video, then you edit the video together, a couple years later, essentially, the video becomes your memory of the event.
Chersick also used to serve on Island Trails Network's board of directors. He still helps the organization catalog video memories from him and other filmmakers into about an hour and a half of content for the festival each year. He says Kodiak's backcountry isn't the only focus of the films. Commercial fishing and amateur footage from hikes off the island's road system are also part of the program. Anchorage-based filmmaker Max Romy's film, If You Give a Beach a Bottle, will also screen this year.
The first time I heard about marine debris was through a picture book. It was a story about a little piece of plastic that took to the seas, far from home.
It's about clearing marine debris from Kodiak's pristine coastline, and it's made the rounds at other film festivals. According to Chersick, there's one thing that ties them all together.
I'd say the overarching theme to the film festival could be boiled down to responsible use of the Kodiak outdoors. There was actually a time where someone submitted a video about surf kayaking on the Homer Spit, and just to really keep the movies locally focused, we declined to screen that one.
In the past, the Kodiak Outdoor Film Festival was held at the Harbor Convention Center in downtown. It was canceled because of the pandemic back in 2020. And this will be the second year films will be screened on a 40-foot jumbo screen donated by Highmark Marine at the fairgrounds. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.